John Tamahedi with us. Hey, John, tēnākwe.
Kia ora,
bro. Hi, John. Can we talk tax for a moment, please, mate? Because it's become a very important issue, and you know, different parties are throwing up different ideas. You're a commercial lawyer, so you've over time understood tax. Most of our people don't really. I know that's a sweeping generalisation, but I could sort of include myself here. And so when parties furnish tax policies, John, sometimes it sort of goes over the top of my head. Could you break down the Māori Party approach here? And I guess what's important, bearing in mind how the cards might fall November 7, you know, could Labour, perhaps the Greens, Te Pāti Māori, this left bloc make their tax plans work together? But I guess we should understand the Māori Party approach to tax and how that would sit, obviously, independently, but also collectively, if that's how the cards fall. Can you break down the Māori Party tax approach?
Yeah, look, tax is like a fulcrum. It's an essential tool in all economies. It heralds in conducts and behaviours that you're wanting to inspire, and it has sticks and carrots, and I'm trying to break it down as because, see, what happens, Dale, like all things, they use new fandangled language, and you hear terms experts say, economists say, you know, so they try and dumb the masses down, and your eyes glaze over when you hear all sorts of things around tax, and that's the last thing we should do, because tax is about what you earn and what you take home in your pocket, and tax is about what a government takes away from you and redistributes. Now, what this government's done the day it was elected was borrowed billions of dollars or more money to pay the top end of town tax breaks. Those tax breaks did not stimulate the economy. They went into significant investment programs, predominantly offshore. It achieved nothing for Aotearoa, New Zealand. What the Party Māori is saying is that if I am taxed at 33 cents in the dollar as a wage and salary earner, and that's the benchmark for most wage and salary earners, all people should equally pay that. What you have is around, it varies on whose numbers you're counting. It can be anything from 150 to 350 people who earn millions of dollars but pay 9 cents in the dollar, not 33 cents, 9 cents in the dollar. That's patently unfair. And in fact, it is legalised corruption that's been built in where 2% of the country controls over 50% of its wealth, but hides that wealth in all sorts of structures that are not presently hunted down and taxed. And so the little guy, the wage and salary earner, the tax pays the tax, can't hide. He's got no hide. You add GST to that, it's a regressive tax. You can't hide from that when you're a wage and salary earner. You add the excise tax, 33 cents a litre on the petrol. You can't hide from that. Rich people do. Okay? So all we're saying is it's about time that the rich people were stopped from using a system that's legalised their corruption and their conduct. And that we all should pay equally no less than 33 cents in the dollar. And if you're earning over $250,000, well, then you go up and you pay more. And more. And so if you're earning over $500,000, it's 48 cents in the dollar. And this is all well calibrated. And our tax policy from tax experts has been agreed with in regard to the way in which it will work. Now, it's about stimulating the economy. And so when our people get tax breaks, it immediately goes into the economic churn. It doesn't go offshore to foreign investments. And what we've got to do is look after New Zealand Aotearoa's interests and not be beguiled by the thought that just because you're rich, famous, you can't get away with rotting the system anymore.
Yeah, well, tēnā koe.
By buying politicians.
It's,
yeah.
look, everyone's throwing in their approaches to tax. How would this approach marry up to the Labor Party approach and the Greens? They seem a natural left-centre block if it comes to fruition there, John. And you know, could aspects of what Te Pāti o Māori are putting forward as a tax policy be incorporated into a collective approach here? What are you reading into their stance?
No, well, Labour may as well be National Light. Okay, it's said it's going to raise a capital gains tax on the sale of property, but it's said it's only going to raise enough to cover three free visits to the GP. That's a pointless exercise with respect. Okay, if you're gonna go to capital gains tax, you earn enough money to actually start to build more hospitals, to actually start to buy and teach and produce more nurses, and so on and so forth. Three free visits doesn't address where are the doctors coming from, where are the nurses coming from. What happens when that doesn't work and they've got to go to a hospital? Where are the hospitals that are under deep stress? So Labor's tax policy is National Light. Green's tax policy is now starting to head in the right direction, but what we've done is said the first $30,000 of income must be tax-free. The Greens say only $10,000. Now, that's unacceptable for two reasons. Firstly, all super annuitants earn under $30,000. Okay, virtually every beneficiary gets taxed 10.5 cents in the dollar, so does every super annuitant on top of that. You with me? You can't punish the poor more and more. You have to give them some break, some tax break under $30,000. Here's the amazing fact. Over 3.5 million Kiwis earn under $65,000 gross per annum. So what we're saying is that half that is tax-free, and then you start to graduate tax and start to pay tax, because you've got to give relief at the bottom end of town. Otherwise, you just keep building more health facilities because of their poor health, more prisons, because a lot of our people in prison are there for crimes against property, not against crimes against individuals. Yeah. It's crimes of poverty. Yeah. So you've got to change this thing. Look, the market's broken. As a market, competitive market in this country.
Tēnā koe, John Tamahere with us today. A couple of things too, please, mate. Under 16 social media ban.
Oh, well, I think, like all things, when the internet came in 92, there was no conversation about the social impact that would have. There were no belts and braces put in place around that. And then as soon as AI comes into the equation, all hell starts to break loose. And so when people, their friends are now some AI bot as opposed to a person that their mum and dad and friends can know, you know, and the scamming that's going on with all these young people is just huge. To suggest that people under 16 are fully able to know who's scanning them, who's grooming them, what's right, what's wrong, and being taught totally to oppose when you walk out of your bedroom into your lounge to oppose your parents in the bedroom, in the lounge room, it's just unacceptable. So it's about time we started putting belts and braces around it. Now, the UK has, Australia have, and I agree with it. Now, once you turn 16, Te Pāti o Māori says, you're now old enough to vote. You're now old enough to do what you think you like. You're old enough to consent to sexual relations. So that is a very, very important threshold, that 16-year-old floor, for the want of a better way to put it.
Tēnā koe. Interesting. As we count down to the election, it seems that Te Pāti o Māori really is the only party that's promoting the treaty, not not as some long-term plan, but, you know, for here and for right now, this should be of concern to everybody as we cast our votes.
Oh, look, a major announcement's been made by Te Pāti Māori in the Parliament this week on that. Look, the Parliament receives its status and its legitimacy by way of the treaty. The country was not founded under law by discovery. It wasn't taken by conquest. It was taken by consent. What is that consent? The consent is in the articles of the Treaty of Waitangi that our ancestors signed up to. Article 2, we retained exclusive rangatiratanga over all our lands, estates, taonga, etc. Okay, now, then we consented. Of course, we consented to the kawanatanga over their people. Okay, and then Article 3 said we've got to be treated equally. We are not, and never have been. So the constitution of this country is based on its legitimacy through the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi, but its adherence to the constitutional framework has never occurred. And so we have to change that, and you'll be hearing more about that this week from the leadership of Te Pāti Māori in Parliament.
Tēnā koe, just finally and briefly too, mate. You're continuing on the strategy of the candidate vote in all seven Māori seats, but the party vote, free to go elsewhere. I mean, it's an interesting strategy, which some commentators are struggling to get their heads around. But it is crediting our people with the nous that you believe we all carry, and that you know, we can utilise this voting system, MMP, as well to oust what is described as a hostile coalition government. Sticking by your guns here?
Well, look, you've got to face each election in regard to the environmental play out and the landscape play out, over which often you never have a say in creating. Okay, so this regime that has trampled us into the ground from the day it was elected has to go. So how do we best do that? We sacrifice our party vote to make sure they go, and we ensure that our candidate vote across all seven seats comes in for Te Pāti Māori, in the knowledge that on all numbers, Te Pāti Māori is needed, and if it's going to be needed, it may as well be needed on a known seven seats. Now, in next election, 29, it might be that we go for two ticks. But what is our goal? Our goal is one, to get rid of one of the worst regimes since the arrival of Cook. That's priority, number one. Number two, bring more Māori into Parliament. Number three, make sure that Te Pāti Māori is there because it's unapologetic. You don't see any man standing by a Māori candidate, standing over them, who's not a Māori, like you do in Labour and like you do in the Greens. You've got to have a total rangatiratanga party that represents, without any looking over the shoulder to any other non-Māori, to say, is this okay, Chris? Is this okay, Chloe? We've got to start to say, no, we account to ourselves. We will vote for ourselves. We will use our vote to get rid of this government in a clever way this election, and we'll reserve our rights in 2029.
Tēnā koe, interesting kōrero. Thanks very much for sharing Monday mornings with us. John Tamahere, regular kai kōrero Monday mornings on Wātea. Thank you, John.